page 84, measure number 24-238. Salem-Keizer Transit District, referred to the people by the district board. 5-year local option tax to maintain and improve bus service. Question, shall Salem-Keizer Transit, or Chariots, levy a 5-year tax of 60 cents per $1,000 beginning 2007-08 to maintain and improve Chariots service? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary. Salem-Keizer Transit District has proposed a 5-year local option tax. The additional revenue would be added to increased riders' fares and to state and federal funds to balance total revenues with the expense of maintaining current service and providing certain improvements in public transit as this area grows. Services to be maintained and/or added include Sunday bus service, restore higher ridership services cut in September 2006, lift-equipped vans for disabled citizens, improved frequency of bus service during commuter hours on overcrowded routes, services to seniors and persons who are not able to drive, peak hour services for employees and students, funds to match federal grants for new buses and for transit centers in South Salem and Keizer, bus shelters, increased maintenance of bus stops and shelters. Sunday service would begin July 2007, and other additions would start within 2007-08. It is estimated that the proposed rate would raise $6,824,619 in 07-08, $7,029,358 in 08-09, $7,240,238 in 09-2010, $7,457,445 in 2010 and 11, and $7,681,169 in 2011 and 12. Without passage of this measure, Chariots would not implement the changes above and would begin a process to reduce existing transit services in Salem-Keizer starting in 2007-08. Explanatory statement. This measure would authorize a local option tax of 60 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. These funds would be added to the district's existing revenues, including its 1996 tax base, federal and state funds, fare revenues, and miscellaneous revenues to restore some of the services reduced in September 2006, to continue existing bus service, and add new services. On its current budget, Chariots carries 5.5 million trips a year in the Salem-Keizer area, and that number has been growing at an average of 6.3% per year for the past decade. Ridership among disabled riders has grown at a 17% rate over the past 5 years, and the cost of providing federally required Americans with Disabilities Act services has increased similarly. This measure is intended to maintain current transit services, maintain paratransit service for disabled persons, and add certain new services to provide capacity for increased ridership. Maintaining existing service. About 21,000 trips are made on Chariots each day. This measure would provide stable local funding of the current level of transit service for the next 5 years. The measure would also provide funds to, through a process of public hearings and rider input, restore some services that were reduced in September 2006. New services. This measure would also provide funding for service improvements intended to increase ridership. The service improvements would be Sunday service. This measure would provide funds to offer Sunday bus service in Salem and Keizer. The service would be similar to Saturday's, but would operate a slightly shorter day, approximately 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday service would start in July 2007. Cherry lift services would also be provided as required under the Americans with Disabilities Act for persons with disabilities. More frequent buses on congested arterials. Some of the area's most congested streets, including parts of Mission Street, Highway 22, and State Street, would receive more frequent service, with buses running every 15 minutes in the morning and afternoon peak periods. Transit centers. this measure would provide match funds with which to seek federal transportation grants to build two small transit centers in Salem and Kaiser. Development of the centers would allow the district to utilize small, neighborhood-friendly buses in many areas outside the downtown core. Bus shelters and maintenance. Funds from this measure would be allotted to purchase and install 5 new bus shelters each year for placement in areas experiencing the heaviest ridership. There would also be funds programmed to increase the cleaning and maintenance of the existing 130 bus shelters and 1,300 bus stops in the district. Without passage of this measure, Chariots would not be able to continue the current level of service in the Salem-Kaiser area with existing funding. Further service reductions, which could include elimination of some routes, reduction in frequency, and/or reduction of morning and evening hours of operation, would take place in 2007. Submitted by Jeff Hamm, General Manager, Salem-Kaiser Transit District. Page 85, Measure Number 24-238, Salem-Kaiser Mass Transit District, Argument in Favor. Transit is good for smart development. Measure 24-238 would assure Salem of the transit system it deserves, including Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., more frequent buses on some high-demand routes, 15-minute intervals in some cases, and 2 new transit centers providing more direct connections and neighborhood convenience. Transportation choice is key to a vibrant, livable community. Improved infrastructure. Our transit system is a critical part of Salem's transportation infrastructure. We need to continue to invest in its maintenance and improvement. Encourage transit-oriented development. Across the county, new developments are being built close to transit stops precisely because consumers are choosing to ride the bus more and more often and recognize it as remarkable amenity. Good development depends on good transit. Promote walkable neighborhoods. Vibrant neighborhoods attract businesses and residents. People walk more when they can ride the bus. Positive change. As gas prices rise, congestion increases, and our time becomes more precious, it will make more sense for more people to take advantage of a complete transit system. Smart choice. Discretionary ridership is up all around the country. Wall Street Journal, June 20, 2006. People are choosing to use mass transit because it is economical and convenient. Good business. Studies show that more and more businesses factor in the convenience of transit when making decisions about their location. We need good transit to attract creative and entrepreneurial business and residents. Community and personal benefits. More and more citizens are discovering the benefits of transit, financial benefits from less driving, environmental benefits of less pollution, health benefits from walking more. Transit is a good investment for the citizens of Salem and Kaiser and a good investment in the future. Don Myers, Sustainable Development Incorporated, Tony Nielsen, AC Nielsen Development Services, LLC, Eric Olson, Olson Design and Development Incorporated. This information provided by Anthony Nielsen. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 85, another argument in favor of 24-238. Yes for Chariots, measure 24-238. We all know someone who needs the bus. We have friends and neighbors who cannot drive and who need public transportation to get to necessary doctor's appointments, shopping, and other destinations. Bus service is a necessity for people who can't drive, seniors, students, and people with disabilities. Buses also provide low-cost transportation for many workers, and buses help air quality by reducing auto emissions. By taking 4,000 or more cars off the road every weekday, Chariots helps reduce traffic congestion and lessen the demand for valuable parking spaces. Safe, reliable bus transportation makes it possible for people who cannot drive to be independent. Chariots helps improve the quality of life for people throughout our community. Please join us in supporting this wonderful and essential public service, because someone you know needs the bus. Vote yes for Measure 24-238. South Salem Neighborhood Association, Salem-Kaiser Coalition for Equality, Salem Downtown Association, Central Area Neighborhood Development Association, Can Do, George H. Bell, Mike Schultz, Ray LaFrancois, Larry Gray, Brian Johnston, Louis B. Caraballo, Jan Margosian, Catherine Prather, Librarian, David A. Roten, Robert Kraft, Randy Fishfader, Tom Stern, Marilee McCabe, Dana Lynn Ray, Bookstore Manager, Gary W. Bohane, Lois Rosen, Jill D. Johnson, Susan Lee Graves, Patricia Harms, Library Assistant. This information provided by George H. Bell. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 86, another argument in favor of Measure 24-238. Public transportation is a good investment. A good reason to vote yes on the Salem-Kaiser Transit District measure is that public transit is a sound investment in our communities. This measure is a small price to pay for an important community investment. The bus system helps our local economy in several ways. Buses provide cost-effective transportation for people to get to work, school, shopping, and medical appointments. Public transportation is especially vital during tough economic times when some people cannot afford to drive a car. This is especially important with the unstable price of gasoline. Employers looking to expand or locate in the area expect a quality transit system that provides service throughout the community. A quality transit system encourages development to invest in transit corridors and build walkable neighborhoods. With the lack of a double majority in May, Salem-Kaiser Transit District has been forced to cut service by more than 15% in September. Let's invest in our community and Salem-Kaiser Transit. Rebuild efficient service and provide limited Sunday bus service. It's time to protect our community's investment. Vote yes on Measure 24-238. Dennis Coho, Jim Craven, Coralie J. Roten, T.R. Melton, Mary H. Sabatini, CPA, Kevin Davidson, Gary Spohr, Les Margosian, Mary Prome, Thrift Store Manager, Joanne V. Stern, Carol Doolittle, Claudia Fisher, Librarian, Mary Lou Zeke, Gallery, Casey's Hot Dogs, Frankie Bell. This information provided by Dennis Coho. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 86, another argument in favor of 24-238. Transit is a necessity for the disabled. Trapped in your home? That's how it feels to be disabled and without transportation. You cannot go to the store, the library, or to the home of a friend. You cannot participate in local events. Your life is contained within a block or two of your home. This is life for a disabled person without transit. Transit is our lifeline to the world. It can be hard for healthy folks to imagine our position as they walk, run, ride bikes, or drive wherever they like without assistance and without transit. But imagine if you couldn't see. Imagine if you couldn't walk. See how the world around you is getting incredibly smaller. Transit opens the world to those with disabilities. In September, the district was forced to cut services by 16% and lay off more than 20 drivers, as well as administrative staff. This measure will replace lost services and positions and add Sunday service. Please consider others when voting in November, and please vote yes on 24-238. American Council of the Blind of Oregon, Neil H. Feldman, Ralph Jewell, Mark W. Necht, Janet Lowther, Tina Hansen. This information provided by Neil H. Feldman. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 87, measure number 24-238, argument in favor. Public transportation helps spur urban renewal development. It is in a community's best interest to ensure that as much new growth as possible occurs where roads, schools, sewer, and water already exist and where genuine transportation options are available. Together with other local developers, our development activities in Salem will eclipse $40 million over the next 3 years, all of it in urban renewal projects in neighborhoods that some consider blighted. One important component we seek in making investment decisions is whether or not a redevelopment site is well served by public transit. We believe that public transit provides cost-effective transportation for employees, tenants, and customers for our mixed-use projects. Salem residents will soon see a new YWCA building on North Broadway and a new Salem Senior Center at Portland Road and Pine Street, with over 130 new apartments in addition to nearly 40,000 square feet of office and retail space. A yes vote on the Salem-Keizer Transit District measure is a sound investment in our communities. Whether you ride the bus or not, remember that thousands of productive citizens are reliant upon this service. Urban renewal and the transit service are necessary and important aspects of a strong community. Vote yes on Measure 24-238. David Glennie, Telus Development Company, Brian Johnston, Telus Development Company, Larry Dahlke, Dahlke Construction Company, Ken Dahlke, Dahlke Construction Company, Jim Scheiss, Dahlke Construction Company. This information provided by David S. Glennie, Telus Development Company. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 87, another argument in favor of 24-238. Facts about Measure 24-238. Why is Measure 24-238 needed? In September of this year, with ridership running more than 6% above last year's record, the transit district was forced to cut fixed route service by more than 15%. A measure submitted to the voters in May passed, but without the necessary double majority to be enacted. Those cuts will result in more limited service in many areas, more crowded buses, and more late arrivals. This measure is needed to restore the most essential of those cuts, assist in building two new transit centers, which will allow the district to operate more efficiently, and provide limited Sunday service to the community. Why doesn't the district just increase fares to raise revenues? The district has increased fares by 33% in the past 21 months. But fares must allow seniors, students, and low-income riders who depend on the bus to ride. If you don't ride the bus, why should you care? Safe and reliable public transit benefits the entire community, not just those who ride the bus. Buses ease traffic congestion and air pollution. Bus riders don't require parking places downtown or in residential neighborhoods. Buses provide affordable transportation for seniors, people with disabilities, and others who can't drive. And especially during difficult economic times, buses help people get to jobs, school, and medical appointments. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-238. Jeanette Holman, Eric Jacobson, Marcia Kelly, Lloyd Chapman, President, Salem-Keizer Transit, Sonny Ortiz, Hirsch Sandster, Jerry Thompson. This information provided by Lloyd Chapman. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 88, another argument in favor of 24-238. Salem-Keizer Transit provides essential transportation for people with disabilities. One of the most serious challenges facing Oregonians with disabilities is finding jobs. And once they find a job, how do they get there? Most of them cannot drive. Salem-Keizer Transit is essential transportation for our citizens with disabilities. Many of them could not stay employed without chariots to get them to work. Tim Krall, Executive Director, Oregon Rehabilitation Association. Almost every individual with disabilities served by Garten Services uses public transportation to reach their job site. Expanded evening and weekend hours would open up many new opportunities for people with disabilities in Salem and Keizer. Lori Patterson, Garten Program Manager. I ride to work on the bus, and they take me where I need to go. I give them tickets. Yeah, I like buses. They're very important. Matthew Duckwall, Shangri-La Program Participant. This information provided by Tim Crawl. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 88, another argument in favor of Measure 24-238. Quality transit helps the environment. A strong transit system is great for the environment. Our local bus system, Chariots, takes 4,000 to 5,000 cars off our streets each day and makes the drive a little easier for those who do not take the bus. By reducing the number of cars on the road, the buses reduce air pollution in the community. 44 of Salem-Kaiser Transit's 85 bus fleet are powered by compressed natural gas, a clean-burning fuel. A convenient, reliable transit system reduces our dependence on foreign oil and reduces the need to build expensive new highways as the community grows. It is an important step in addressing global warming. Buses provide another alternative for getting around town, giving people who can drive a choice for some of their trips. And bus riders don't require a parking place downtown. Support a cleaner and better environment. Vote yes on Measure 24-238. Peter B. Brown, Frank Maudlin, Nathan Good, Andy Harris, M.D., Tina Schweikert, Ronald Eber, Rich Schwarzentruber, Jonathan Yoder, Pamela Schmidling, Bob Coe, Ronald P. Loftus. This information provided by Ronald Eber. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 89, an argument against Measure Number 24-238, Salem-Kaiser Mass Transit District. By now, riders have adjusted to the reduced bus schedules in outlying areas. Transit District has already said it doesn't necessarily plan to restore these routes, Statesman Journal, September 5, 2006. Their staggered scheduling has maintained frequent buses in areas where there is more usage. You don't see two Chariots buses following each other down High Street anymore. Given these savings, gouging property taxpayers with an 80% increase in the Transit District levy is even less necessary. Look at the buses in your neighborhood. How full are they? Salem doesn't need any new transit services and already has plenty of capacity to absorb a huge increase in riders. I spent last winter in the Detroit, Michigan suburbs. Detroit News, March 21, 2006, reported that the three suburban counties would ask taxpayers for a replacement, not additional, levy of 59 cents per $1,000 to continue operating their smart bus system. Apparently, they can operate with a levy 20% lower than the current SK Transit District assessment. There is no rationale for SK Transit District getting a levy of $1.35 per $1,000, 75 cents existing plus 60 cents requested, over twice as much. Renters, please understand that your landlords will be happy to pass this property tax increase along to you by raising your rent if this measure passes. Because most of the ongoing services listed in Measure 24-238 are already more than adequately funded, what could the transit district want a temporary assessment for? The only temporary item is building new transit centers, another welfare project for the land developers in Salem. The bus system uses a hub-and-spoke model. It doesn't make sense to build transit centers at the edge of a system where ridership is small and the population is dispersed. It would increase riders' travel time to downtown, involve additional transfers, consume additional fuel, and increase maintenance and security problems. Does all this sound nonsensical? It is. Please vote no on 24-238. This information provided by Paul R. Ceasing. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 89, another argument against Measure 24-238. The 60 cents per $1,000 assessed being asked for is on top of the 76 cents awarded in 1966. There have been substantial increases every year since due to the ever-increasing tax base in the area. With this new levy, the owner of an average $250,000 home would be paying $340 per year to support a transit system that serves 5% of the population. The fire department is asking us to pay far less, and they serve 100%. Fares only pay for about 11% of operating costs. The rest is from your taxes. Presently, the system is very inefficient with 80 buses for 29 routes. Note all the empty buses running around. And there is waste and excesses internally. Although fares have been 85 cents, only 41 cents is being collected. Too many free rides and underpriced passes. Overheads are excessive with fringe benefits over 50%. Cherry Lift is badly abused with many unqualified users because there is no good certification in place. It now costs over $2 million per year. Fare is $3.40 per ride, but cost is $20. They buy this service from Wheels, but won't take competitive bids. Internal maintenance of buses costs $35,000 per bus, twice what it would cost on the outside. In 5 years, ridership is up 25%, revenue is up 37%, but expenses are up 55%. The 25% cutback in services was unnecessary. This is a tactic to spook the voters into approving the increases in taxes. Before we give the system a tax increase, they must address these issues. If they do, they will find all the money they need to restore full service. What we want is an efficient, cost-effective transit system providing more tax money. Now we'll simply remove the need to address these problems, and it will be business as usual. Therefore, we recommend a no vote at this time. This information provided by M.C. Bickert, Citizens for Efficient Transit. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Done.
Good job.